Almost as soon as he was reelected in November, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez found himself at the center of a Senate Ethics Committee investigation into flights that he took to the Dominican Republic in 2010 and whether they're connected to a hearing Menendez held the following year. Joining us now for a look at how the story has unfolded and what it may mean for the Democratic senator is WNYC's Bob Henley. I'm very pleased to welcome him back to our show. Hello.
Thanks for having me.
The focus of the Senate Ethics Committee's investigation has been on these flights to the Dominican Republic. He took them on a donor's plane?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to understand the Senate Ethics Committee is somewhat of a black box in the sense that they don't publicly disclose what they're doing. We only really got confirmation that they were following up on this complaint that was filed back in November by Senator Thompson of New Jersey, who's a Middlesex County Republican chairman. Basically, what we Menendez himself, this kind of surfaced to give people a sense of where it came from on the Daily Caller website right around the time of the election, and it had some salacious allegations related to allegations of prostitution with Dr. Solomon Melgen, who was a longtime friend and donor, pretty heavy hitter donor, over $700,000 to Menendez, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee.
Well, I just read in the Times the other day that the women who said they were the prostitutes who had spent time with a guy named Bob have now recanted, said that they were paid to say that for political reasons in the Dominican Republic. And the senator has repaid the Dr. Solomon Melgen for the flights. We've heard of similar situations in the past where people have been accused of taking free flights and they said, well, I reimbursed whoever it was, and that seemed to end it. Why is this not ending?
Well, it's a couple of things. One is we have to look at this as a two-ring media circus, at least. Down in the Dominican Republic, Dr. Solomon Melgen is a person of importance, a local guy that made good, considered a brilliant eye surgeon. And so there's been an official investigation opened up by the District Attorney's Office, the National Police, and the High Technology Crimes Intelligence Agency, basically Melgen pushing to get his name cleared. And that's in the Dominican Republic. And then, of course, the question for Senator Menendez is he waited until if this formal complaint came in at the last part of 2012 and then made this payment of $58,000 for these two flights. And so
that's more than I ever paid.
Exactly. That's for the charter equivalent. He did. It's $4,500 an hour, I guess. He went with the aggressive rate. But here's the thing. So often, you know, we've been so worn down by political corruption and pay to play, we forget that it's not just criminality or like being filmed at the Vince Lombardi rest area, taking cash in a middle envelope and saying into the video camera, I've gotten the money, now I'll push the bill. We have a standard, Fred Wertheimer pointed out to me from, Democracy 21, and the idea that the appearance of impropriety is a problem. So we have here a narrative problem. So we have Menendez taking these flights and then also the major campaign donations and the fact that Menendez has been a champion for Melgen on several fronts, particularly the most high-profile one being the port security deal where Melgen has a company that he's a majority stockholder in that wants to has already gotten an official contract from the Dominican Republic to enforce port screening. And, of course, there's a big debate in the Dominican Republic about whether this should go to a private company, even though they signed off on the contract. And Menendez surfaced this in a hearing and didn't make mention of this relationship with Melgen.
Well, the hearing supposedly was on the growing power of drug cartels in the Caribbean, with an emphasis on the Dominican Republic. And he said that the port cargo screening had been compromised by corruption. Wasn't it?
Well, here's the thing. All these things could be true. You know, history's messy business. It's a confluence of things. In point of fact, the UN shows that the homicide rate in the Dominican Republic, and this is underreported, maybe because the big moneyed interests want us to vacation there, but it's 2,500 from the last year that was recorded by the UN, and that's 25 per 100,000 compared to, in the United States, 4.8 per 100,000. And this is something that's been happening. And in point of fact, when you speaking with Jorge Pineda, Dominican Today, a respected journalist and other academics, what emerges is a picture of As the Spanish economy has trouble, the influence of Spain, traditional money in the Dominican Republic has faded as we see the drug cartels from Venezuela and Colombia having more and more an influence and really corrupting the civic space.
Well, during those hearings, what did Menendez say about the Dominican Republic's contract with an American investor for port cargo screening? That American investor was Dr. Melgen, right?
He didn't mention his name. Right. And so the point here is that he was trying to get there were two hearings we focused on. In 2011, he just raised the question, and it's certainly a valid public policy question, about the lack of attention to this growing problem. I mean, the U.S. is in this hypocritical position where our prohibition against drugs has created this tremendous human toll across Central and South America. And at the same time, Menendez followed up several months later, pointing out that it was his notion that if we could put pressure, consular pressure, and this is going to be a problem for him later on enforcing this contract, having the Dominican Republic as a sovereign entity respect a contract they had signed, that it might help this problem.
And the contract they had signed was with Dr. Melgen.
Right.
And then they were breaking the contract.
Right.
So he was doing Melgen a favor, even if it was for something good.
Right, exactly. And that's the gray area we're into. Also, it's important to understand that Senator Menendez had a former staffer, Pedro Pablo Permoy, who was a national security staffer for him and rose up pretty high up even in the Clinton administration, then went to work for lobbying firm Greenberg Traurig and for several years. And then the Times broke the significant story that Permoy was going to act as a technical advisor to Dr. Melgen's company that was trying to fall through in the contract.
Do we know if Menendez took any other actions on behalf of Dr. Melgen?
Well, the one that's been widely reported on is that apparently Dr. Melgen was in a billing dispute, a multimillion-dollar billing dispute, with healthcare regulators about what he would charge for a drug related to macular regeneration. And so he was getting three hits off a vial for several thousands of dollars, and apparently the rule, as which he said was vague, was you're only supposed to treat one patient. And so, inconvenient for Menendez, he basically was looking for a clarification on the rules. And then just earlier this year, Melgen's office was raided by the FBI and by healthcare, inspector general types.
Well, is Melgen, is there any suggestion that this man is corrupt?
Well, he's busy, and he has a vast empire that is both important.
He's an eye doctor who wants to be involved with port security.
And also he has a media component. And also, and that's the thing I think for Menendez that's a problem, especially in light of his current position as chairing the Foreign Relations Committee, is that he's now got himself dragged into an internal issue in the Dominican Republic. A judge, by the way, just earlier this week, summoned him June 10th for a hearing to sort all this out. That's a problem.
Now, what has Menendez's reaction been to all these allegations?
Well, We spoke to Senator Menendez, and he contended that this was a right-wing smear campaign, and there's been much reporting and documentation that at least on the sexual exploit side, that has been borne out. On the question, the direct question of whether or not there was a quid pro quo, he absolutely denies that. He says that he does not believe that campaign contributions buy people any additional access that everyday people don't have.
And we understand that here at WNYC, when people write us a note saying, put me on the air, I have contributed to the station. In a story that WNYC aired earlier this week, you went down to Washington, D.C. in search of the United States Spain Council, whose board has several donors to Menendez's campaign. And Menendez himself is the organization's honorary chair.
Yeah, this.
So, what did you find out when you got there?
Well, it's one of these things where you got to just do the shoe leather, you know, listener dollars at work. 1301 K Street is what this website carries as its address. I go down there, and it turns out to be actually the location of a law firm, S&R Denton, which is an international law firm with a robust lobbying practice, also major donors to Menendez. And so what emerged from looking at this is this was founded by then Vice President Gore in 1996. And it has, I guess, members of the Spanish royal family on it and also major players in globalization like Walmart, Univision, and then outfits like, familiar name, Greenberg Traurig. And you have AT&T, Bacardi, ABSI Corporation. That was a defense contractor. And so these folks have given money, with the exception of Walmart, to the Menendez campaign historically. So there seems to be an interface here. And what does this group get? They pay $50,000 as sponsors. And for instance, this past summer, I guess, they had the opportunity to hear Secretary of State Hillary Clinton give an address about, you know, the world situation over in Hudson County.
But how is that any different from what we see all over the Senate? Senators are receiving money from all sorts of questionable groups, or
that's why it's so important, Leonard, to make sure that you declare your flights, because you raise a totally valid point. Post Citizens United, all the participants in the system have to raise tens of millions of dollars, billions of dollars. And so that puts them in a need to be in close proximity with people who have access to capital. And so I think for Menendez, that means that he's going to be under greater scrutiny.
Well, he is the new chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and an editorial in the New York Times called on him to give up that seat as long as this ethics probe is continued. Has this hurt Menendez's image in New Jersey?
Well, the polling indicates he has taken hit, but to his credit, he's continued to do a very robust job taking on the very important things of dealing with North Korea's saber-rattling, Iranian sanctions. He hasn't missed a beat. He gave what was considered a major address to AIPAC. So he's continuing to press his narrative.
Now, what happens if the Senate Ethics Investigation doesn't find in his favor?
Well, this is the problem with transparency. We went back and looked at, since 2008, there have been some 250-some-odd complaints brought by individuals. Only about 37 were raised to even a preliminary investigation. Only a handful of those resulted in what's called a public letter of admonishment. The last time someone was expelled in the Senate was 1862. Generally what happens now is, like when Harrison Williams, you get convicted and then you resign, or as in the case of Senator Torricelli, who ran into a similar quagmire, he resigned when he was facing re-election.
I come back to the question I asked before. How much of this is a question of how Washington does business, and how much is a question of how Senator Robert Menendez has conducted himself?
Well, it's probably both. I think the new wrinkle here is his involvement in another country's internal politics. That is problematic, because now
Stood to gain something.
Right, and it's a global trade situation where now when you read like Dominican Today and you follow the headlines down in the Dominican Republic, a U.S. senator who's supposed to be representing exclusively the interests of the people of the United States now has himself interpreted as a partisan in the internal battles of the Dominican Republic. Not a good idea.
So where do we go from here? Have you spoken to Senator Menendez?
We did, and then this was before he went off to Afghanistan and Pakistan for an extensive review of the situation there. We are pursuing the background of the U.S. Spain Council. What do people get for the $50,000? Also, in the process of looking at Senator Menendez, we've discovered this situation, and this is true across the country, where local governments, places like Trenton, New Jersey, that have laid off police officers, to get $200,000 of a Department of Justice block grant for gang eradication, are paying lobbyists $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. In this time of sequestration austerity, we've got to look at why are local governments paying millions of dollars to lobbyists who in turn then contribute to the candidates or the incumbents who give the earmarks.
We have a link to Bob Hennelly's latest report on the Senate ethics probe into Senator Menendez on our show page at WNYC.org. And Bob, thank you so much for stopping by to talk about it and bring us up to date.
Thanks for having me.